the nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
wouldn't obey.
Well, now, that would be the principal or the teacher would send the child home if the child didn't obey. Now, if the nurse sent the child home, it'd be because the child...
sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick, what?
Stomach.
Would you say he feels sick at his stomach, or in his stomach, or on his stomach?
In his stomach.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave, or who will get you?
A
spook. Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Glad of Christmas.
What was that?
Glad of Christmas.
Okay. Would you ever say anything else? Any other expression like that? When you first see him in the morning?
I feel.
Okay. But I mean, when it's Christmas Day, something special, because it's Christmas, you can say glad of Christmas or something, or you can...
Yeah, glad of Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, it's very far.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you've got to move it, but you don't have to move it very far, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to pick this up and, what, it's very far.
Totally.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head and its tail up and...
turtle.
Okay. Now, what about the same sort of thing that lives on land?
Tappy.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Ladder.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breath.
What do you call a thing that a person gets into if he's going to go out on a lake?
What a lake?
If he wants to go fishing, he'd go get it in his, what, and row?
Swimming suit. Swimming suit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. But what kind of, let's see, if he was going to row himself around in the lake, he'd get in a...
life saver.
Yeah, that's true. But what do you call the thing that you'd sit in?
A boat.
It takes me a while sometimes. Now, would you call a boat that had a pointed front anything different from a boat that had a square front? Or would you just call them all boats?
Yes, all boats.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow key.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?
Pair of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, what, the other?
Beat the other.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
knee.
Now, what's another term that's like, would you ever use haunches or hunkers or honkers or any of those words? He got down on his
knee.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
funny.